Do not listen to this show. The truth can be scary. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Rain is between you and the tornado. Rainy, I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous. New tornado warning here. That's the same one we had. That's headed towards central and southern Mercer County. That's till 9.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad to be with you today. I hope you had a good holiday yesterday. And the reason I just say a good holiday is, as I know it was Memorial Day, I know it wasn't a National Barbecue Day, and that there was a reason that we have yesterday. And so to you, your lost loved ones, those you care about, I hope that was a good day of remembrance for you, and that your heart is full, and that we remember those fallen. I thank you for listening in all around the globe, and I've got Uncle Milty with me. Dr. Pesta, of course, because of yesterday, on his regular spot for Monday, will join us on Thursday with Chris Ann Hall. So that'll be a jump-in show on Thursday. And Alex Newman on Friday. So we have a lot to talk about, a lot to go over today because of what's in the headlines today. That was an interesting weather report there in Ohio. The weatherman interrupted Bachelorette. So he had a lot of people on social media very angry that their show was interrupted because he was trying to give the tornado warning. And I don't know how you guys felt about that. Kind of interesting. There's two schools of thought on that for me personally, and one of them being that we sure love our TV shows. We sure do. The youth, the millennials of the day, because those were the people that were tweeting the most, like their show. And I can, you know, The Bachelorette, wow, can't be missed right after, what, 20 seasons of it? Anyway, but then on the other hand, maybe he went off a little too much. You know what? We had a huge we had many tornadoes hitting down, and of course the New York Times came out with a piece tying it to global climate change, warming, cooling. It's hard to keep track these days, but they keep shifting back and forth. But a lot of it was coming back to climate change, and so we'll go over that in just a moment. But let's talk about tornadoes, because the headline was, uncharted territory has never happened, and we're in a first. And my heart goes out to those affected. I know even Melissa, I think her mother was caught up in some of this. She's okay, but there was a lot of worry there. And so I totally understand. Even my daughter is having to, you know, seek shelter and living in that part of the country. And so there's some fears of having this touch you, right, personally. Oh, I totally understand that. My focus today was the headline itself. Is it uncharted territory?
Not at all.
It isn't, is it?
Not at all.
It isn't, is it? Let's
not
go back in history.
Close.
Because this is what the news is not telling us, that I always want everything in context, and of course that's not what we get.
No.
So
the average number of tornadoes in Tornado Alley, which is a definite part of the country where tornadoes are the most common.
Sure.
Is 1,000 a year. 1,000 tornadoes during tornado season per year.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And
it is a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't even go near anybody.
Right. And this hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't changed.
We have records of over 100 years.
Now,
right?
There are some years where it really got up really high, like up to 1,100 and something.
Okay. So that's why they're saying today above normal.
Right.
But the headline is different.
Unprecedented?
Yeah.
No. In 1925, the worst year ever for tornado deaths. 795 wow. fatalities. And that it's by the next closest year is like in the 500s, and there aren't many of those.
So looking back, they hit in extraordinarily rare, very populated cities, because at the time we had such a low population during that
right.
time, that and everybody was so spread out that it had to have hit just, honestly, just jumped on a major city.
Well, the records actually go back all the way to 1875.
Okay.
And if you look at the chart and the numbers for those that period of time, from 1875, there were 183 tornado deaths.
Okay.
76, 51, 77, 64. And it, you know, it runs about that average in a little,
it
I'd say about
does.
150 deaths a year average until you get to a big year. All of a sudden, 1896, 537 people died.
Wow. What year was that?
1896. That was the biggest year on record.
Okay.
And then the next year was only 60. It dropped back down.
Yeah.
And then it stayed
Doesn't
about...
Doesn't it hover around like 40 to 60 in that neighborhood a lot, though?
Yes.
I think it hovers
but
in that
I think if you
time.
Averaged it out, which I haven't done because mm-hmm. it's a lot of addition all those years, but the average looks roughly to me to be about 150 people a year die.
Oh, wow.
So if you're over that, mm-hmm. it's a bad year. You know, it was relatively stable until 1908, 477.
Wow.
1909, 404. Two bad years in a row.
And see, at the news of the day in 1908, that could have been huge news just because we didn't have the population. So we have way more in population numbers now, of course. And so we're talking a fair amount of people. That's a lot of deaths with a fair amount of people.
It is,
and
but
they didn't
but
have
in,
the warnings.
In 1908, mm-hmm. it wasn't big news.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No, they didn't make a big deal out of it.
They didn't say unprecedented.
No. Right. Most of the country didn't even know that it had happened.
Right.
Because news didn't travel the way it does today.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
can make one death look like the mm-hmm. most horrific thing to ever happen they do now.
Well, they do. And you know, it's interesting because the big article of the day was this was unprecedented. But this is what they say, though, and I always look for this language, too. It looks like it could be uncharted territory. So the headline says one thing, and then you go in, and they don't give anything in history. So what they're then saying is, okay, we've had X amount of people injured, and we had a death in Ohio, and we've had a couple of deaths here and a couple of deaths here. And it really is sad to think that somebody would lose their life in the event of a tornado. And I believe... Believe me, my heart goes out. Yeah, my heart goes out for the fear people feel, too, when this is going on. There were 6 states that were impacted, 47 tornadoes. But like you said, a little bit above normal is 1,100 tornadoes
yeah.
in a year, right? So when they say 47 tornadoes, it looks like a lot. And they say over 11 days, we had this many, 52 tornadoes. Well, in the big scope of things, if you want to really look at it, 1,100 is that's pretty on course for every year, right?
And tornadoes have a season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you don't
sure.
have lots of tornadoes all year long. There's a season. Now, in 1925, the worst year on record, there were 12 mm-hmm. significant tornadoes during a period of time that started on March 18th.
Right.
And those 12 created 695 of the year's 725 fatalities.
Mm.
Also 2,000 injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So those 12 tornadoes were significantly worse
right.
than they had ever seen. They hit southern Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana.
Wow. And all you guys are going to get hit. I know we're live in Illinois. I mean, your states are going to get hit consistently. Missouri, we're live. I mean, of course, we realize this. Here's the key. This is so important that I can say about the link to climate change. Because I've had winters here. I live in the desert. And I had a winter here once where it snowed. It was like Snowmageddon. You couldn't
yes.
even get out of your house, and people were freaking out for 48 hours, 24 hours, because they couldn't leave their house, you know? Had to dip into the M&M stash because they put some extra M&Ms in the closet for one day when we couldn't get to the grocery store, right? And people were freaking out.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. If it was tornadoes all year round and we were being pummeled by them, or let's say we had a terrific amount of cold weather that came that never left. You never felt a season. It was gone. I mean, it was history. Now you could probably say we've had some cyclical climate change. I mean, cyclical to the point where we're really getting hit hard.
Yes.
You can feel it. It's coming. And an ice age is coming. Because I know for me right now, we're getting hit with some weather here that is wet and rainy. And usually it's sunny at this time.
Usually it's hot.
Usually, yeah, usually. Well, yeah. We're in the desert. So usually it's hot. So people go, oh, my gosh, the weather. We have weird weather. But we've had weird weather.
Yeah.
We've always had weird weather. We've always had tornadoes. We've always had all of this. It's just that when the news does a really bad job and these talking heads, these total brain cell idiots get on and they can't discuss any context with anyone, then everybody starts freaking out and buying into the whole climate change. And that's exactly what they want, is for you to think that we're experiencing climate change because they've been talking about it for 50 years and telling you you're experiencing climate change, but there's no proof. There's no proof because we're not getting hit with one season for the entire four seasons. We're not getting hit with the proof. This
no.
is their proof.
And we're not trying to make light of the suffering that goes
no,
on.
No, not at all.
Tornadoes.
Not at all.
We're making light of the fact that everything has to be related to this ridiculous climate change theory, when yet we can prove for over 150 years of documentation that there's nothing out of the ordinary going on.
No, there really isn't. There really isn't. And I, as much as I feel for this time of year and this going on, just like I know I'm not taking a cruise at certain time in the Caribbean in the fall, right? Because we know what can happen. This does happen. And as sad as that is, it just means get prepared, know what's happening, and know that in California, I lived in earthquake zones. I mean, we had constant little earthquakes going on, and there were earthquakes where people lost life. And that was a thing that you had to deal with back then, or back there when I lived in California. So every part of the world has its thing. And that's why with a little bit of history, maybe it's a little bit more easier to focus on the fact that this is just things that happen. You just chalk it up to stuff that's going to happen.
Well, this is the reason that homes that are built in Tornado Alley are built with storm cellars.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know, how many people live in an area where you need a storm cellar?
Oh, look at Wizard of Oz. Look at the movie.
Exactly.
Look what it did for this, too. And so this is just more reason to get prepared. And for those that are disabled, I understand what a hardship this places on your life, because the fear, that fear must get really heavy. And I'm so sad for that. I really am. I also know in the back of my mind that this is no different than the Snowmageddon year. Like this cold weather, I can look out and I can go, well, we did have Snowmageddon 5 years ago, and I do remember it. So there's always weather, and we're always going to incur different bouts of weather. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel and death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between
us. Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. I got Uncle Milty. You can call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Happy to take your call live right now. If you're listening to the show right now, you're probably listening live, and we'll take your call. I want to hear how you're doing. And you know, are the headlines really freaking you out? I know that there's a lot to be, like the weatherman clip that I played in the beginning. I know there's some things to be concerned about. Does that translate into believing the climate change narrative? The reason I say that is because there was an article in the New York Times, and the New York Times put it out there as 11 straight days of tornadoes have U.S. approaching uncharted territory. And I told Uncle Milty, I said, here we go. Here's climate change. You betcha it's going to be in this article. And lo and behold, you get to the end. And the scientists that they used basically said this: we don't have any proof. We can't actually say it's because of climate change, because the numbers only go back to 1990. That's a lie, by the way. But they only go back to 1990. So this is what he said. It's almost impossible to see any signal in the data. But he said it is complicated. So complicated, in fact, he doesn't quite know how to get the word out without delivering any proof. That's what's complicated. So just believe him, because he said it's because of climate change. And I, we were, this was Carrie Emanuel, professor of atmospheric science at the MIT, who specializes, by the way, in hurricanes, and noted that the science of the connection between tornadoes and climate change is simply less comprehensive because they just don't have enough data, but he's quite sure that it is climate change. Just, it's too complicated to provide the proof.
Well, you know, it's MIT, I believe it.
Thanks, MIT, for that non-answer of an answer that you guys are assuming that this is climate change, even though you don't have any data to back
at
it up
all.
At all. But based on the fact that you don't have data, is the reason to be included in the article for tornadoes to prove that it actually has a link.
Amazing.
It is. Our level of understanding on this topic, I know, is so horrible. And he basically was telling you he doesn't know and they don't have any proof. Believe him anyway. How do you feel about that? I'd love to know how you feel about that. 888-673-1450. It's discouraging on so many levels that this is where we're at in society, that they can actually include somebody like this on this topic. And just because he's included, now there's an insinuation to mean it's climate change. So there was an article, an AP article that went out. I think it was AP, wasn't it? That there was a new study that came out from Berkeley saying that national parks, you know, federally owned parks, have more climate change than everything else around them. And what a joke. Climate change can't target itself. It's a federally owned property. Let me zero in on that one. I mean, how stupid are we? So
we're anyway, stupid.
No, I know. But I mean, it's a whole new level. It's a whole new level when this is what they're pushing. And guess what? The only thing they studied was national parks. So, wow, how odd that their data ended up being national parks are hit more than anyone else. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, I'm no mathematician. But somehow, in my mind, when they say the average temperature of the Earth has gone up like a quarter of a degree.
Yeah.
When every day the excursion of temperature is in the tens or 20s or 30 degrees. How can they say at any given time what an average is within a quarter or half a degree?
We can't.
I don't think it's mathematically possible.
Dan Pena says it's a fart in the wind compared to anything that will ever happen because we can't have that much significant impact as humans. But that's what they're selling. That's what they're selling.
Yeah.
It's discouraging. And these articles are not doing us any favors because all they're doing is raising the heightened fear and blaming it on climate change and saying, see, without giving anyone any context. There's no context given in these articles about the fact that we have about 1,000 a year tornadoes. And yes, usually every year we have some deaths and we have injuries, and that's going to happen. I don't know that there's much we can do about that because we can't control the storms to some degree. I mean, we can control them if the government's making them, but we can't, and they've actually outed that information, but we can't usually control what's natural. So,
well, the other thing we have to remember is that through all of the world's history, there's been all kinds of ice ages and weather changes, and somehow man has survived. It's never... Since man became, there's been no extinction of man.
Yeah.
And we've been through some trouble.
Yeah, we've been through some trouble, that's for sure. And we're not on an ice age. We're not in the middle of an ice age.
Nope.
And we're not in the middle of a tornado bombardment, as far as that goes, all year round the clock. I mean, we haven't shifted. We haven't shifted. Our climate has not shifted that much. So we're not... It isn't anything we're doing either. It's just cyclical. So there's that. I just wanted to mention that. I thought that was just crazy. By the way, I just wanted, just on a little side note before we get going on another topic, you were talking about the Mueller report and what Wolf said in his book. His book is out. Wasn't it Michael Wolf?
Michael Wolf. Okay. His book is a new book. It's not out yet, actually. It's going to be published on June 4th. And the title... of the book is Trump Siege, Trump Under Fire. It's a sequel to his book, Fire and Fury. So in the book, there is a stunning revelation. And the stunning revelation is that Robert Mueller, special counsel Robert Mueller, drew up a three-count obstruction of justice indictment against Donald Trump before deciding to shelve it. Now, this is a stunning revelation, and everybody's like, oh, my goodness, how can this be? Well, it turns out that the documents, this stunning revelation was based on internal documents given to Wolf by sources close to the office of the special counsel. Anonymous sources, of course.
Yeah.
Well, Peter Carr, a spokesman for Robert Mueller, said the documents that you've described do not exist. It's total fiction.
Wouldn't he be saying it was true if it was? Wouldn't he be the first one?
Yeah, and he's not anonymous. Peter Carr admits who he is.
I said Mueller. Mueller would be saying that.
Mueller, of course, would say something if it was true. But his spokesperson says, no, those documents don't even exist. I am so tired of this happening. These things get published. They're said. The newspapers grab a hold and make a big deal about it. CNN makes it out a three-day Trump fest. And then it turns out it's false.
Did you notice we didn't have the clinging on to this when the big report came out before, the big published report came out last year? Do you guys remember we didn't? Not the Mueller report, the other one, about the spying. You know, we didn't have this. We didn't have this going on for months after. It died the minute it came out.
Yeah.
It's funny how this keeps rearing its ugly head, and it's not so ugly, and so they want it to be, and so they just keep ringing it out in the press. And it's funny because I guess conservatives are being accused of, we just want to bury it. No, we just recognize a nothing burger for a nothing burger. We understand where there's nothing. So you can't just keep making something out of nothing as much as even Wolf wants to do. Enough's enough already enough. And 2.5 years of this is enough for me for sure. I think so. Anyway,
it's pathetic.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to make a quick point about this whole situation with Trump and this fake investigation. The New York Times, the Washington Post, all of these major news outlets have never once said, oops, we made a mistake.
Nope.
Not one of them.
Yep.
The hundreds and thousands of journalists have never owned to the lie.
That's true.
And that's where distrust comes in. And the lack of credibility is so far reaching. It is really, really, I'm concerned about where we're going as a country because of this.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the courage to own it up and say, oh, man, we made a mistake.
Yeah,
we need to own our mistakes. We need to own our mistakes, and they're not doing it.
We've never seen a headline that said, oops, or we are sorry, or we said the wrong thing ever. It's a retraction on the last page in mini print that you find in the middle of the obituaries. I mean, we're talking about hardly any retraction at all, if there is one, and that's even hard to get. Go ahead, Uncle Milty.
Well, I dare say they're not mistakes. They're intentional.
Yeah.
If they were mistakes, then yes, they might say, oh, we made a mistake. They didn't. They're not mistakes. These were intentional lies.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. You are correct. They were very intentional.
Yeah.
It was on purpose. And now they're doing some stupid cover-up thing that I think she literally pulled that out of her hat on Friday.
Yep.
Pelosi.
That's all she's got is a hat on top of her head to pull stuff out of. I mean, it really isn't much there between the ears. So, yes, I totally agree with you. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Really appreciate
Thanks.
That. Great, description of our media today. And these headlines that we're seeing with the climate change, this hysteria toward climate change, everything points to climate change. We've got the whole Trump scenario, hysteria. It's not doing us any favors as a nation. I hope and wish for people to do their homework and understand what's really going on. And we do have a big awakening happening. We really do. And I want to give that some credit. So a lot of credit to the lies that have been told, that finally the American populace is starting to go, wow, we keep getting lied to. This is getting a little crazy. Even on the front of climate change, we've been talking about climate change for 45 years. And they're always saying we're in it.
Yeah.
Can you point to me and tell me when we've been in climate change to the degree that we have been annihilated as a people? Because I missed that part when I was growing up. My whole entire life now, because I was born around the Earth Day, the Earth Day nonsense, is that this is going to happen or we're in it. But they can't say that. They always have to say it's projected out for a reason. Too. So their lies are getting more insidious, is what I'm saying. They're really going out of their way to lie now. Like what you're saying, Uncle Milty, there's no mistakes here. Way going out of their way to lie. That's huge.
Yeah. And they just, they're just trying to keep people worked up over this. Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to keep their job, so they're reading the script. And mm-hmm. boy, what a great day it would be to have the media get up mid-screen and walk out. And say, we're not going to, if they were smart enough to do that and didn't care about their career so much.
We're not going to lie anymore.
We're not going to lie anymore. I can't read this garbage. Maybe they'd change the scripts a little bit. Maybe. I know that's big hope, but, you know, I'm still holding out hope that there are people with integrity in that business that will walk away.
I don't think there are.
I haven't met too many talking heads that will. That's the sad part. You might see people behind the scenes with a little more integrity, mm-hmm. but those talking heads, they just want to be in front of a camera, so that's all they can think about, and so they just keep reading the scripts. I hate to be mean, but that's all I've ever seen. I haven't seen anything different. When was the last time? I know one weather guy that talked about things in the weather, and he was annihilated. That's the only one I've ever seen that actually spoke truth and was risked their job for it. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Get scraped or they might get bruised. You could beg them once they use. That's why it's called a moment of truth. Yeah, I get it.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad you're listening in, and we seek to tell the truth on what's going on in the headlines every day on this show, Monday through Friday, and we're always glad to convene with all of you at the same time every day. What a gift it is, and by all means, call up. By all means, support the show. We have a Patreon link and a PayPal link, and please do what you can to support the show, support Truth in Media. It's really important and vital right now. I think about all the headlines that we have in the media, how they seek with their intent to screw it up, to tell us the lies that they tell us. It isn't by mistake, that's for sure. And the script writers that are writing these scripts for all the news agencies across the country that they deliver to their audiences every day are so skewed in their own facts. It's really become such a huge problem that those that really believe the media, I'm scared for them. I'm scared they're not seeing it. There was by the way, the call-in number is 888-673-1450. This is why. There was a huge article. One just came out about 6 days ago, too, that I noticed, but it's really pummeling the news right now. And that is that China wants to withhold rare earth 17 different minerals and things that it uses in the technology and some of the biggest things that we have in technology, and that this is their bargaining chip. Their rare earth supplies, they're going to use as a bargaining chip against Trump, because Trump was trying to get these, you know, obviously get these deals to where they at least benefited the United States and not just China. And so metals and minerals and all of these things, rare earth elements, there's about 17 that they use. What they don't say in any of these articles is the truth. And the truth is, and this is just one example of the garbage we get fed, constant diet of garbage, is that we have all of those rare earth entities, minerals, rare earth finds. We have all those right here in America. We are rich and plentiful in these things. And they don't say that. They refuse to say it. They say that China holds all the cards, so we must bow to China. Well, Biden will bend over for China. Doesn't mean the rest of us have to. We don't have to bow to China.
No.
But they're going to sell us a box of rocks on this. And I really do get the pun, but they're going to sell us a box of rocks on this.
Well, experts in the field of rare earth minerals say that if China did withhold, there might be some immediate temporary adverse effects.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as it worked its way out, everything would be fine.
Yes.
We would just have to, instead of buying China's, we'd have to use our own.
Yes, we'd have to use our own. And you know, it leads me to a discussion I had over the weekend, and I honestly can't remember who I had it with. Anyway, might have been my brother. I can't remember. But I was talking about Antarctica and how rich we are in items there that we can mine and that we can do with, and for some reason we're just not allowed down there. And how does anyone else find that as strange as I do? Does anyone else find the harboring of that territory between treaties of certain countries, the fact that we're not allowed there, the fact that it is completely cut off from everyone, doesn't that bother anyone? It bothers me. I think there's so much to that story that we're not told, and I've tried to do a couple shows on it, but it's hard to do shows on it.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
I'm not too concerned about it because I think I have the inside story.
Really? What's the inside scoop?
It's the alien spaceport.
Really?
Yeah.
you're quite sure of that. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's just one example of us not being told the truth. That's just so highlighted right now in the news. It's not even funny, but I'll take the phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I spent the last 30 years of my working career working for Rio Tinto Mining and their subsidiary, Kennecott Copper.
Okay.
So I have a lot of friends who are geologists and exploration people there, and they say we have all kinds of that rare earth stuff available to us, but it's being locked up by EPA, BLM, Forest Service, and Indian reservations. Now, the Indian reservations we can buy off.
Right.
My friend told me they'll always find out that there's water babies or some kind of sacred stuff there, but the medicine man can make it go away for a few million bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But working with the EPA and the Forest Service and those guys, and even the state environmental people, is what's tying that all up. But we have plenty of it.
Oh, amen! I'm so glad you said what you said, because what we're not realizing is how this is used. Just think about it in these terms: if you have a plentiful, rich country, plentiful, rich planet, but plentiful, rich country, let's talk about United States, that has everything going for it. It's been given every single advantage. If you're a government, how can you seek control over the people and over industry if you can't insert yourself when there's a problem? So what do? Create the problem. And the problem is we don't have these things. But that's because, like you said, they're being tied up by the very government agencies that I'm talking about. So if the government agency ties them up and we don't ever allude to that and give people that honest answer, we only say that we are dependent on all these other countries to bring these things in or we're going to go without, people actually do start believing that. It's kind of like the primary water argument. You know, governments seek to control water, right? We have water underfoot, but we don't ever
totally
talk
right.
about it. So how do you get control and have people pay for a resource that's plentiful, that's already there? You keep crying out the word drought and you keep making people rely on their government to clear the way so they can get their water and pay for it. It's a really... It's diabolical is what it is, but we never look at it that way, you know? So
it's possible, too, that one of the reasons our president is willing to be kind of hard-nosed with the Chinese is he knows this, and he's not as concerned as the media
as the media is right now.
Minerals, because he probably figures, look, if China cuts us off, I got a way to get those things for the American people. That sounds just like him to me.
Yeah,
he's
true.
Already proven that he's willing to undo the regulations that prevent access to those minerals.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. And if it was a national emergency, mm-hmm. which everybody would be willing to believe, thanks mm-hmm. to the cheerleaders in the press,
right.
he'd have even more power.
Yeah, yep. That's true. I know Wyoming, for instance, a huge rare earths mining corporation there. We have them all over the place. And if we undo the strings, like you said, the government strings that try to create the problem so they can put themselves in the corner of a solution, then we'll understand how rich and plentiful we really are. We really have a wonderful earth to work with. So I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. It was a great call because it really nailed it.
Yep.
we don't realize how much government control has to insert themselves, how many problems they create to be the provider of the solution. It's pretty sick, actually. Really sick. But we allow it on some level.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't questioned it. So yes, these things will be continued to be used. And this one's being used in the press right now, just so you're aware that 15 minutes ago, another article came out. Oh, no, the sky is falling. China won't get us our rare earth minerals. And that means mm-hmm. you won't get your hands on the new iPhone, whatever the deal is. And that's it truly is sad. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, to throw in another snafu
okay.
in the subject you're talking about, I believe it's the governor of New Mexico, mm-hmm. one of the higher-ups in New Mexico, just signed into law that New Mexico is now officially a green state, which means all of the refineries are going to be shut down. There's the uranium refinery, there's the oil refineries,
mm-hmm.
one of the main refineries in the United States. And all of the other minerals and other natural resources that we need to keep our energy going are going to be shut down. Interesting the way that that's playing into what's going on in the news in China.
So true. Thank you for that. Just on the heels of seeing that a private organization is doing We Build the Wall and in New Mexico and trying, you know, that's interesting that we would have that, too, on the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
This is the same governor, Michelle Grisham, mm-hmm. who also claimed that the border issue was fake,
uh-huh.
but is now begging for federal help because she's having so many problems on the New Mexico southern border.
Oh, my God.
So what's going to happen in a few months when mm-hmm. her energy plan starts hurting them? Is she going to ask for help again?
Yeah. Well, it's like good news, bad news day, I swear. Uh-huh. We have New Mexico that's really trying to have these private organizations are kind of coming to the front. It really isn't about New Mexico as much as the people there
mm-hmm.
trying to solve this problem by privatization of the wall, building the wall. But yes, what the caller said is right on the money, too. Isn't that kind of fascinating? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I remember a while back, Trump said he was going to give the CIA or whoever enough time, mm-hmm. and then he was going to declassify all the JFK documents. Whatever mm-hmm. happened in that?
You know, he did some, and there's still some lingering. And so a lot
did
of them.
Did he say he was going to do it all? Declassify all of it?
You're right. You're right. Where is it? I agree with you. Thank you for that. I agree with you. That guest that we had on, great question. The guest that we had on for the inheritance,
mm-hmm.
actually Trump, before he ever became president, was helping him by saying, I'm going to give you press because he actually really loved JFK and the whole story surrounding making sure they get to his killer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they don't want coming out. So I'm not quite sure how that's working and why that hasn't come out. But I know that there are a lot of forces at B that in place that do not want that information out.
And in my opinion, my mm-hmm. humble opinion,
mm-hmm.
he's probably using that as a bargaining chip somewhere.
I don't know. It made a lot more sense, though, when in the book The Inheritance, when he outlined the fact that, and that's a brand new book, just came out in November. It's really good. That came out that Lyndon B. Johnson's people knew all about it and, of course, coordinated. And his Secret Service was involved. So there's a lot of people that were in the know on that. It's a great book to get to kind of have a different angle in which to look at these things. But Trump was a big player in helping him and trying to help him, actually. But at the time, when he wasn't a politician, there's a lot of directions I could go from here, but I won't because I'm all over the place today.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things, and I'm not quite sure, caller, to be honest with you? Is it Trump saying he wants it, but in the shadows, making sure it doesn't come out? Or is it he truly wants it to come out and the powers that be around him are making sure it doesn't? I'm not quite sure what to tell you. But that's the only two options there, truly. And that's what's so hard about answering that. It's hard to know. It really is. We're not going to have time to get into that one. By the way, I just wanted to mention that burnout is now classified as a medical issue now. If you are feeling under the weather from burnout, if you are just feeling you can't handle a day, they have a medical classification now.
Really?
I think it's called being stressed out, but they've actually given it a medical status. That burnout is now a medical status. Should it have one?
Well, I'm not going to be here for the next hour. I'm going to the doctor.
You want to get diagnosed with burnout? Perfect. Oh, I know people feel that way.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know.
Burnout.
You can feel pummeled a little. I get it.
Well, this is the World Health Organization at its finest.
Yeah,
creating something out of nothing.
Yep. Yes, and I just remember a day when we just called it being stressed, but now it's got a medical backing.
I feel the same way about alcoholism. I ranted and raved when they started saying alcoholism was a disease.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a choice that people make. They know they have a problem drinking.
Mm-hmm.
They let themselves get caught up in it and become alcoholics.
Yeah. Same with food addictions.
Yeah. Food addictions. When are they going to be classified as just a disease? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm only fat because I have a disease.
I can't stay away from food.
And here's another one now. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm having a bad day. I don't like my job. I don't want to go to work. Oh, you're suffering from burnout.
Now, I know we've all taken a day where you just didn't want to go to work, and that's okay. I don't know if there needs to be a medical classification for that, but I know when I've been raising my kids, I always said, take a couple of days. If you don't want to be somewhere and you want to put the head covers over your head for that day just because you don't like life, I get it. Do it.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. Just don't let it linger. That's the problem. Maybe this will make it linger for people. Maybe that's the problem.
Exactly.
Anyway, you know, a month full of burnout that's medically paid for. I'm not quite sure we're up for that as the middle class. You want to pony up those bucks too for everybody? Yeah.
And
anyway.
It's a pre-existing condition
for everyone. Bingo. Bingo. Be right back. Let's talk about the border, Assad, all kinds of stuff, the troops, all kinds of stuff coming up on the Kate Daly Show. Stay with us.